It is very good afternoon. Welcome along to the show. Just to remind you again, by the way, we mentioned it yesterday. Some people have been emailing us, asking us what's going on. As and from the end of this month, and we won't be broadcasting it live on Twitter or on Facebook the way you currently see it at the moment. There will be a link each day that you will click and that will take you to the website where you'll view it from there. The reason we have to do that is because we have no way of monetizing it through Twitter, unless it was through, say, Twitter subscriptions or something, which are a little bit awkward and they take quite a substantial amount of money off it. So in saying that, it wouldn't be fair to us. We've been doing this for nearly a year now. And, you know, most of our views come from the live views during the day. But unfortunately, that's not much use to us because it doesn't pay the bills. So it's not that we're going to be charging you anything, by the way. You'll still be able to watch it live or listen to it live free of charge every single day. I mean, it's not going to affect that. But it just means that if we run it to our website, obviously, from our point of view, we can control the situation a bit better and we can get more subscribers so we can actually pay the bills. Because there are three of us working on this show every single day and we don't get paid. And we've been doing it now for a year, and we said we would do that for about a year without getting paid once we could get enough to pay the bills. And we don't get quite enough every day to pay the bills, but in saying that, we get close to it. And all we need you to do is go to our website, nileboylan.com. If you can donate or subscribe, we would really, really appreciate it. It helps us to continue doing it. Some days we do social issues, like today, which is an interesting email. Other days we will talk about the news. For example, the EU Migration Pact, as you know, is very much in the news at the moment. There's no point in us directly talking about it today because the decision is not going to be made till next week. It's now being put forward a week. But we are on the case, as you can see from my Twitter account. We're trying to involve Elon Musk and loads of other people in it as well. So we are on the case, and we will have some guests on the show next week as well. We have a new feature coming on the show as well next month too. And I'll tell you more about that. There'll be interesting interviews, and I'll tell you more about that when we get closer to the time. In the meantime, don't forget, get involved in the show. Text WhatsApp at any stage at 085 122 55. That's 085 122 55. Now, I thought this was an interesting email, but it's from a regular listener to the show. Hi, Pete. That's our producer. This is a photo of me today outside. Now, I changed it to a well-known Dublin city centre bar, but it's the Oval in town. And the reason I now mention it is because we've been on to them at least three times, including their head office, looking for a statement. As of yet, we haven't had a statement from them, but we will try to get a statement before the end of the show. My son and wife and family and American cousins arrived in Dublin this morning. Luggage went missing, and the girls went to Penny's to get some clothes. Well, my son wanted to bring my cousin for his first pint of Guinness, which would be kind of a normal thing to do when you have American visitors. I was not allowed into the outside garden with my adorable rescue dog, Gracia. I was absolutely disgusted and mortified. Now, I don't want to put a picture up, but she did send us a picture of her sitting outside. I asked a customer to pass me out a chair, and I sat on the street. It'd be funny, only it's absolutely disgraceful. You may like to cover the topic on the podcast at some stage. Darianne. Now, this has kind of happened a few times, by the way, and there was an interesting case somebody pointed out to us today where a man was refused his guide dog onto a bus. He was visually impaired. Now, I don't know whether it was an official guide dog, but it was a guide dog of some sorts. And he took a case against Dublin Bus against the bus company for discrimination. And he won. Now, I'm not suggesting this is discrimination. Every pub has its own policy when it comes to dogs. Most will allow, and I'm assuming the statement will come back and say that they do allow guide dogs, and assistance dogs, but not ordinary dogs, so to speak. But would you have an objection to it? That's the real question. Do you have an objection? And by the way, if you saw the picture, it's a tiny little dog. It's only a small little thing, for God's sake. Do you have an objection to people bringing their dogs into beer gardens, into bars, or even restaurants? Some people say they have no objection to even bringing them into restaurants. Would you have an objection? Let me know what you think. The number, as usual, 085 122 55. Now, let me go to Darianne, who wrote us the email. Darianne, hi.
Hi, Niall, and thanks very much for taking this up because, you know, it's quite, you don't expect to get a shock at my age when somebody kind of, you know, comes at you. And in the manner, well, what, now I have to say the barman wasn't aggressive or anything, but just been told in front of customers. So you have to go into the bar to go to the outside garden, which was at the front of the pub.
Yeah.
And there were people in it. Now, I noticed there was nobody eating. That's fair enough if people, they do serve food. There was only a couple of people having a few drinks. And should they also have been kicked out?
Well, it's only a small little dog. I didn't want to put your picture up online or anything like that, but it's only a small little dog, like a little Jack Russell-y type dog, and he was on your lap. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't even mind if you put it up. I'll tell you, she's a little... I rescued her in October from a pound in Waterford, and her name is actually Gracie. And anyway, she's probably about 13 years of age.
Yeah.
She's the quietest dog you could meet. Now,
yeah, she looks reasonably inoffensive. All right, she does look reasonable.
Yeah, well, she has no teeth because she was abused and they were pulled out and everything. But she comes in the dark. She came in the dark with me yesterday into town, sat on my knee, not a bother. And
What is the policy on the dart or the bus? Or are you allowed to bring dogs on the dart?
You are, but on the dart or on the bus, you have to have them in kind of like a bag. There's bags you can put them into.
Okay.
You can't just carry them on. Now, I can understand if there's children and people afraid of dogs. You know, that's fine. But in my situation yesterday, my son was... knew the pub well, obviously knows it over years, very proud of his Irish history and all that, and that had been rebuilt after 1916. And so he went on in anyway, and I didn't send him. I came back out, and the people in the garden obviously saw what happened and heard, and I just said to one gentleman, would you mind just handing me a chair? So he handed it over, the glass, we'll call it. And I just said, well, I'm not standing out here, you know. And so I sat there. And,
now, I'm going to ask the obvious question. Why? And people will ask you this. Why didn't you just go to a different bar, I suppose?
I'll tell you why. Because my son was caught up in telling the cousin some story about the bar that had. And I didn't really tell him what was happening, right? Because I didn't want to spoil him. They literally got delayed a day due to flights being cancelled and everything, and they've been flying for hours all over America to get to here, and got in at 7 o'clock yesterday morning, and the luggage went missing, so that's neither here nor there. So that's why the kids went
hopefully
to Penny's.
Hopefully they get that back. Okay, so they passed out a chair. There's a picture of you. We have a picture of you sitting outside the beer garden on your own on a stool while they're inside the beer garden, obviously having a pint of Guinness or whatever it happens to be. And what was the reaction like? So you walked in with a dog. Did the barman come over to you and say sorry?
Straight over.
Okay.
He came to, and I said, well, why? I said, it's outside, and he said, it's the management's decision. And I just said, well, to myself, I didn't say to him, there's no sign. You know, it'd be helpful if they had a sign, so you don't have to go in and be embarrassed in front of all these people. Now, I'm not easily embarrassed, to be honest, but you do get a bit of a shock when you're not expecting it, you know?
Of course, and you were with friends and family and everything else, so
I'd only just met them up the road. I popped into town quickly to meet them, and I was only staying about an hour because I'd be meeting the Blazer today. But I was just excited with them coming home and the three granddaughters. And then there's some cousins and that, little ones as well. Yeah. And there's a big gathering.
And I know you live alone, so it's not easy to find someone to look after the dog when you had to go in. So you had to bring the dog with you. There's no doubt about that, you know. So, I mean.
Yeah, well, the dog, she loves coming anyway with me. She loves being with me. And,
some people bring their dogs. I know people who bring their dogs to work and everything with them. So some people bring their dogs everywhere with them. So do you believe that dogs, generally speaking, now obviously it probably depends on the size of the dog. Now, this is a little small little thing, right? So do you believe dogs should be allowed into bars, restaurants, beer gardens, or does it like...
I went to a coffee shop in Portmarnock the other day, and I had brought the dog, put her outside, tied her to wherever, and went in to find there was other dogs in there. And I went, oh, you allow dogs? And they said, yeah, of course, bring her in. And so I was thrilled. And it was just smaller than that bar garden, by the way.
Yeah.
And I just think we as Irish people, we're not dog friendly. Obviously, if it's a dangerous listed dog, I wouldn't recommend it.
I don't understand that. Yeah, if it was a big Rottweiler or something like that. Hang on, Derrianne. Just stay there for a second.
Sure.
I want to bring a couple of callers in here. Stay there, Sean. I want to go to Lorraine first. Lorraine, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Need I even ask, Lorraine? You and your dog.
Me and Lulu. Oh, no, I totally agree. They should be brought, like, in a beer garden or outside of a restaurant. I don't think they should be in a restaurant necessarily, but out in a beer garden or outside, I don't see the problem with it. As you all know, I have a dog, Lulu.
Yeah. We all know about Lulu, yeah. Yeah.
She's my best friend. And
she's a German Shepherd now, in fairness.
She is. And yeah,
I wouldn't be too happy if I'm sitting in a beer garden and there was a German Shepherd sitting beside me going...
But Lulu wouldn't growl at you. No. I just think, as that caller said, like, I think if you're out in a beer garden or you're outside, I don't see why not.
Yeah.
If the dog is under your control, you have it on a lead or you have it...
Well, she had it on her lap. There's a picture over there. She has it on her lap.
Yeah, had it on her lap. Yeah. So I don't see the issue. If she was outside, what's the issue? Like, she was not sitting in, the dog's not running around annoying people, the dog's not... barking a
piece. Yeah, I suppose the issue is, now, again, as I said, we're waiting for a statement from them, right? But the issue is that I'm assuming it's just policy. You know, that unless it's an assistance dog or a guide dog, you're just not allowed to bring a dog in. That's just their policy. Is the policy wrong then?
I just think if you're outside, like as she said, like so many places now are letting dogs into places. Well, not into places, but like out in the beer gardens or coffee shops will have places where you can say to give the dog bowls and treats and stuff like that. I don't see the issue. Well, me personally, I don't. As you all know, I'm dog mad.
But see, you and Darianne are dog lovers. Now, I love dogs too, so I agree with both of you, right? But a lot of people don't like dogs. A lot of people, I had a friend used to come years ago to my house and they had a fear, or, well, they told me they had an allergy, which I didn't believe. But they had a fear, certainly a fear of dogs. And every time they come over, I had to put the dog out the back. You know? I was like a tiny dog.
I just think, if you're outside, like I've often brought Lulu with me to a cafe and stuff and sat outside and nobody's batted an eyelid.
But do you respect the fact that some people just don't like dogs? Like if you had a visitor calling, say a cousin or someone coming to your house and they rang you ahead and said, listen, we know you have a dog. Will you stick the dog out the back while we're there? What would you say? Don't bother coming?
She'd sit on the wall outside and have tea on the wall. I would sit them outside. Lulu, that's Lulu's house.
Okay, there's a text in here. Somebody says, what if it's a pet snake? Should they be allowed bringing it? We're talking about, let's stick to the dogs for the moment. Darianne and Lorraine, stay there for a second. Let me just go to Sean. Sean, hi, how are you?
How you doing, Niall? How are you?
Good. Yeah, Sean, a pet dog. Is there a problem having a pet dog in a beer garden?
Well, there is. You know, I have two German Shepherds. You know, I love dogs. But... you know, I go out, we try to go out as much as we can, you know, for a bit of lunch and, you know, every week. And, you know, I want to go, Niall, and I want to make it clear that I want to go somewhere where there's not dogs. You know, I'm sick of cleaning up my house and getting the vacuum out and hoovering their hair up and, you know, like just...
I know humans that are messier than dogs, to be honest with you.
I get that, but what I'm saying is, see if I was a pub owner... I wouldn't have a dog in the pub, and I'll tell you the reason why. Whether it's in the beer garden or not, that dog bites somebody. And I know you're all going to say, I wouldn't bite this, that, either. But if it bites a patron on the premises, I'm reliable for that, and I'm liable for that.
Yeah, but hang on. The likelihood of Darianne's dog biting somebody is... Well, it's equally as likely that Darianne will punch somebody. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't mean that badly, Darianne. Yeah. But statistically, you know what I mean? I mean, Darianne is equally as dangerous as her dog, as is Lorraine with her dog. As human beings, we're dangerous too. You know, it's unlikely to happen.
No, but it's still the risk, you know. And if a pub or an establishment has a no dog policy, respect it. Don't be pushing it on. And I should be able to bring my dog in here.
They should have a sign up.
Why should they? Well, I tell you, I'm going to ask you a question.
Hold on.
If I was a publican, I wouldn't have a sign up because, as far as I'm concerned, and you want to you want to get this into your head, if a pub doesn't have a sign up, then no, I'm not being rude. I'm just saying you want to get it into your. No, I'm not. I'm not being rude. I'm sorry if you find that way. I'm not. If I see no signs up, I presume there's no dogs allowed in the pub, and that's a publican's choice. And he wants it that way. He doesn't want the animals, because if one gets in, they all get in, if you get me. So, have no sign. There is no problem. If you don't see...
Yeah. Go ahead, Darianne. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
It was a quick pint with a son I haven't seen for a long time.
I know that, Darianne.
Yeah, but there's a word called discretion. And we were and that's the guy that gave me out the chair. And the people in the garden, all of them had no problem with that dog going in. There was only four
I know that, Dirty Anne, but what I'm saying to you is, Dirty Anne, they cater for you, they cater for everybody, Dirty Anne.
Sean, if there was a sign off to say no dogs, I'm sure Dairy Anne would have went somewhere else and brought Wentz for
I think I would.
Well, why wouldn't you go anywhere else anyway? But, like, no, hold on for a minute. So you're telling me the thousands and thousands of pubs in Ireland have to start erecting signs saying no dogs? Were you scared out of it, lads? And got bonkers ourselves? There was no dogs allowed in pubs in the first place. Who came up with this bullshit that the dog is allowed in the pubs? It is bullshit. Of course it is.
Hang on, one at a time. Just let Darianne, respond to you, Sean. Sorry. Darianne, the point he's making is that you don't have to have a sign up for everything. Like, you know what I mean?
No.
Like, you wouldn't put a sign up saying no cats allowed or no pet snakes allowed or no hamsters allowed. So I suppose the pub doesn't really have an obligation to put a sign up, is what he's saying. It's just assumed.
Out of courtesy, for not embarrassing, and I'll never go near the pub again.
Let her finish. Let her finish, Sean.
Sean, please. And that
go ahead,
respect for a 70-year-old woman who's meeting her son and grandkids.
Apologies.
And it's only him and his cousin who are having a quick pint and then moving on somewhere. Now,
I get your story,
Deanna, I do.
Yes.
Sean, with respect, could the pub, wasn't that busy, could the barman not have just used a bit of discretion? You know yourself, there are jobs worth around. She was going straight out into the beer garden. There was only four people out there. She was just having a quick pint. He could have just said to her, look, just make sure you keep the dog on your lap or whatever, because it's only a little dog. Keep it on your lap or whatever.
Noel, They'll have to do it for everybody then. If somebody's seeing that, Niall, oh, we didn't know that the dog's allowed. They're not. Well, you know that dog. You know what people are like, Niall. Well, you let that dog and that woman in with the dog, and then there's more, Niall. So keep it the way it is. And if you don't see a sign saying dog's welcome, just presume that there's no dog's welcome. That's the way I'd see it. I know there's places out there that accept dogs in, and you just accept that, that's great that you accept dogs. I see pubs, and I see signs. I won't go into that pub. I don't want to be sitting with dogs. I love my dogs, but I don't bring them out with me and I don't bring them to the pub with me. I bring them for a Sunday lunch, you know. And
John, please.
Yeah.
I just brought my dog, which I do regularly on the dart if I'm going somewhere to meet my sister and we go somewhere to have a coffee. I go in because my son, his wife and grandkids, who I haven't seen for a long time, have arrived in Dublin after 24 hours. Yeah, well, at my age, I do not like being disrespected in my city by Irish
people. We're not disrespecting
you,
Dairy Anne. I'm saying how I felt yesterday.
Yeah,
but you shouldn't. You shouldn't feel like that, Dairy Anne.
I do get what she's saying. I understand the point you're making, right? If there's a policy, there's a policy, and that's fine, right? But, like, you have to have a little bit of respect for people and use your discretion. Isn't that what it's called? Yes. Discretion.
Hold on.
If Lorraine had arrived with Lulu, who's a German shepherd, you know, on a lead.
The dog's a dog, Noel.
No, it's not.
There's a bit of a difference
in Lorraine's dog, Lulu, a German shepherd, on the end of a lead, and Darianne's little Jack Russell in her arm. There's a bit of a difference.
But my point is,
use your discretion.
If one is allowed in, Niall, they're all allowed in. That's my problem. And I don't know why Dairy Anne is getting her knickers in a twist over it, because the fact of the matter is, if there was no dogs allowed in the premises already, why are they going to bend the rules for Dairy Anne? Even if her son is over or hasn't seen him in years, it doesn't matter, Dairy Anne. I'm sorry. The rules are the rules. And you have to respect them rules. You could have moved on. You could have moved on down to the road and say, are you allowing dogs in here?
I explained why I didn't want to get my son, who was bringing the cousin in to tell him some history or wherever they were at. I caught on to that. And I wasn't going to disrupt him after two days' disruption of flying.
I get that.
And he didn't know that I had got out and got the chair and was sitting out the front. I just did that quietly.
Yeah. I mean, Lorraine, I mean, the policy itself of having dogs, do you bring your dog to a beer garden, Lorraine?
Do I bring Lula to a beer garden?
Yeah.
I have done, but I wouldn't on a regular basis, no. But where the pubs I go to, they know Lulu. So that's...
Personally, like...
If I went to a pub and I, as you said, I have, she's a German Shepherd, and they kind of went, look, she's not allowed in, she's intimidating, I'd leave. But I get Darianne's point of he could have been more discreet about it. That's the point she's trying to make. He could have been nicer about telling her to leave.
Niall.
Yeah, Sean.
And what about the fact, Niall, is that you pointed out, Niall, and I've got many a phone call, before people come here, and especially our family, because they are nervous around the two German Shepherds. They've said it to me. And I've done it, Niall, and I do cater, because people are more important to me than my pets are. But you get what I'm saying? And if family are requesting me to put the dogs away, I can only imagine what the public feel like. You know, your dogs, you know...
And what would you... By the way, just the same question I asked Lorraine. If you had friends coming over or cousins coming over to your house and they rang ahead, you know, a couple of hours beforehand and said, listen, we're popping over today, obviously, for dinner, Sean. Yeah, I have a bit of a fear of dogs. I don't like them. Can you put the dog out the back? What would you do?
No problem.
See, Lorraine wouldn't. Lorraine wouldn't. Lorraine would just uninvite them. Well, okay, stay there. Just let Billy in. It's another dog lover. Billy, hi, how are you?
Jesus, Niall, it's like a German Shepherd support club you have here today.
I know. So, Billy, you have a German Shepherd as well. Now, there's a big difference. I can't put the photograph up on the screen of Darianne's dog, but it's a tiny little thing, right? And it sits on our lap, and it's old, and it has no teeth, and it was an abused dog that she rescued. It's a quiet little dog. They could have used discretion, Billy, couldn't they?
If they could have, they should have. What was the gentleman's name on there before?
Sean.
Sean, there's a pub down in Bear Island in West Cork, Sean, that is very literally frequented by people who aren't from the island, but they have the common courtesy to put up no dogs allowed on the wall. So
I don't see why you did the point of having to. That's what I'm saying, Billy.
They put it up.
But why, Billy? Because we have a few snowflakes that can't accept that there's dogs not allowed into the pub. If I'm not mistaken, guys, the last time I looked, most of the pubs that I know in Dublin and surrounding areas never had a dog on the premises. This is only coming to light the last few years. Oh, just dog. If you see a pub with dogs allowed, you're going on a pig's back. They're good. But just presume,
it's
if you don't see a sign...
It's the beer garden since the...
I don't care if it's on the roof.
Hang on. Let Billy finish the point he's making. Sorry, Billy. Do you believe what happened to Darianne in the Oval Bar yesterday? Do you think that was unfair?
Niall, there's a beer garden that I go to with my dog. There's no issues with him going in there. It's fine. He sits down. I have a pint. He sits down. They bring him out a bowl of water. They bring him out a dog treat. They're happy to have dogs on the premises. You go to Europe, there's dogs on the trams, regardless of size. There are dogs in the beer gardens. You go to Germany, where the beer garden culture is much bigger than here, and you will have dogs in beer gardens. This is not a big thing. It's an Irish problem that we have.
Not a problem.
Sean, would you calm down, man? You're so aggressive about
this. I'm just amazed at you, guys. This is a problem. It's not a problem. You should be able to go out and enjoy a point without a four ball around you. I'm just saying. I'm making a point.
Why are you getting so aggressive about a point? Like you're getting
because you're annoying me.
Nasty about it.
It should have a sign. It should be this. It should be... That's all right in other countries. Welcome to Ireland. You know, I'm glad I can go to a pub without a dog.
Part of the language.
But I don't want dogs around me. I want to go out and enjoy my point.
But Sean, is Billy...
Why do you have two German Shepherds if you don't want dogs around you?
I mean, when I'm going out here, I want to go in and have my dinner in peace.
But Sean, is Billy and Darianne and Lorraine not right in a sense that, you know, we've moved on a little bit? You know, this is not the 1970s anymore. You know, and people have a much more respect for, you know, animals and dogs in particular, I suppose.
It's not about respect, Niall.
Well, no, it is. I mean,
the law changed there a couple of years ago, Sean, that said that you could bring animals onto premises. Like this, up until then, it was illegal to bring dogs onto premises, but the law has changed. The legal grounding for this.
Well, hang on, Billy, for a second. Hang on. If I own a pub, I don't think I'm legally obliged to let you in the premises
you're not
with
legally,
your dog.
Not at all. You're not legally obliged, Niall, but yeah. Up until a point in the last, I think it was last 3 or 4 years, there was a piece of legislation that prevented bringing dogs onto licensed premises and into places where food is served. That legislation was rescinded in the last couple of years. Don't ask me exactly the year that it was rescinded, but it was. You now
yeah, but that doesn't mean you can bring your dog into a pub every time you like. You just like, respect the public.
It is the management's discretion as to whether
yeah,
the dogs are allowed
on. Yeah, the pub's
premises.
Policy, yeah. Now, mind you, legally they must allow you on with a guide dog or an assistance dog. Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah, but that's not the case
here.
The thing is,
over the last couple of years, a lot more people have dogs. They bring them places with them. There's hotels that are now welcoming of dogs, and we're kind of catching up with the rest of the world.
Why don't
you
dog order them?
So you're saying
why are you fighting with a Republican? Why is it a big deal that you have a big blowout with a Republican or a Republican that doesn't want to have a dog? Why don't you just go to them places? That's what my point is.
So you're saying no, I should have to emigrate because I want to bring my dog into a pub?
What's that, Smilly? I couldn't hear you there.
Oh. And then you went and called us all snowflakes.
Oh, sorry, we lost you there for a second.
Don't know what happened, Billy, there.
Billy, are you gone?
No, I'm still here.
Oh, yeah, sorry. But Sean wants to know what it
was
you said.
I was saying Sean wants me and my dog to emigrate so we can go to a pub.
No. You said hotel. Where's the hotel? I don't know what you were saying.
There's plenty of hotels. I don't know if Niall wants me to mention names.
Go
but,
ahead, fire away. Tell me the names of the hotels that are dog-friendly.
I'm curious.
There's a Hilton in Dublin that is dog friendly. If you go onto their website, you can book a room as long as you indicate to them that you have a dog coming with you. That's one. There's a 5-star hotel out in County Clare that will allow you to bring a dog as well into on the Burren. There's plenty of them around the place. If you go to Europe,
but isn't that fantastic?
The Moxie chain of hotels in Europe will allow you to bring dogs regardless of size. This is common stuff, like
yeah.
Well, I suppose
Sean's argument is then, Billy, why don't you just go to those hotels? You know, it's dog friendly.
And Niall, I very well may frequent some of those hotels.
Yeah, there's airlines, by the way, as well now. You know, there are certain airlines that will allow Darianne on with her dog, provided the dog can sit in
her lap. Actually, Aer Lingus is one of those airlines, so yeah. As long as the dog can fit into a container that is a certain space, it can be brought on board.
Yeah.
So,
but here's the
can
thing.
You flew all the dogs in from
hang on. Hang on for a second. Just let me come back to Darianne. I understand the point everybody's making, right? But in this particular situation, and I'm not defending the bar, I think they could have used a bit more discretion. I think they could have used a bit more common sense. You know, maybe you're dealing with a job's worth. I don't know. In this particular occasion, Billy, they could have turned around and said, go ahead. And Sean, they could have said, go ahead. But now, I understand there's a policy.
They could have shown discretion, and any of these policies are down to the management's discretion on the day. So the management could have
But did you have, Darianne, sorry, did you have any conversation at all with the barman when he said, sorry, love, no dogs allowed?
I just said to him, he saw the dog, so he knew he was in my arms.
Yeah.
And I said, look, please, my son has just come back from America. He's just having a quick pint. And I said, why? And he said, no, sorry, no dogs. And I said, well, who made that decision? So he said it was management. Now, I didn't bother looking for management. And
you didn't want to get to a barony. But it was still at his discretion. He could have. I suppose
he could have, and I don't think he even noticed me. I saw him coming out to take glasses from the garden thing. I don't think he even noticed me sitting out.
So you sat outside the beer garden over the fence, so to speak, and they had to hand out the drinks to you.
No, my son.
But to be honest with you, Darianne, you know, he has a job to do, Darianne, and we have to respect that, you know. And I'm sure it wasn't up to him on the day. I'm sure.
So hold on.
It'd be from higher management, you know.
Sean,
and like I say, Darianne.
Sean, what age are you, do you mind me asking?
I'm in my late 40s, Darianne.
Yeah, well, I hope by the time you get to 70, you will figure out what it's like to get a bit of disrespect after living your whole life.
I don't think he disrespected you, Darianne. I think you're taking this way too heavy there, Leanne.
No, I'm actually not. I just was disgusted, mortified in front of people. Like, you know, there's a way to say things to people without having to say what everybody hears.
I don't think Darianne, if I...
Well, hang on. I don't think he wasn't rude to you or anything, was he? No.
No, he wasn't rude.
No. Okay, but so I don't think he was disrespectful, but you believe the policy was disrespectful.
You're taking it too personal, Darianne. You know, that's what the problem is here. It's not...
What other way should she take it? I mean,
What I'm trying to say is, Niall, it wasn't personal to her against her. It was... That could have been anybody, is what I'm saying. And the policy is...
No. Here's the problem, right? And I'm going to give you a simple example, right? So I was in the RDS last week, and I hate to bring back the elections again at the count centre, right? And at the end of the count centre, we were walking around the barriers, and we had to get back over to the other side. And if you know the Simmons Court, it's huge, right? And there was a barrier where the poll counters were, right, on each side. So to get back to the other side, it meant I would have had to walk all the way right around the whole Simmons Court again just to get back to 20 yards where I wanted to go. And there was a guy, a security guard, and I just said to him, sorry, can I just go over there? Because he had a barrier up. And he was standing at the barrier opening it for people coming in and out, staff coming in and out. And it said staff only, right? Yeah. And I said, you wouldn't mind if I just need to go over to there. And he goes, sorry, you're going to have to walk all the way around again. And I said, look, you can walk across with me. I'm not going to do anything. You know what I mean? You can walk with me. It's like literally 20 yards. And he said, sorry.
Yeah.
And I said, you know what? You're nothing but a job's worth. You know, what I'm saying is, in life, there are job's worths. And sometimes you can bend the rules a little bit when you use your discretion. I mean, at the worst case scenario, his boss in head office comes down and says, John, or whatever the barman's name, there's a woman out there, you know, with a little dog on her lap. And he goes, ah, yeah, she's an elderly woman there. She only has her dog on her lap. It's not doing any harm. And then the worst they could do is ask her, sorry, but the manager just told me to ask you to go outside. That's the worst that would happen. He's not going to lose his job over it. You know what I mean?
What I'm saying is, Niall, what my point is, Niall, see that man there you're talking about lifting the barrier?
Yeah.
He's obviously under strict instructions not to allow anybody, both staff... Like,
yeah, I guarantee. That's bullshit. Because I guarantee, if I was Simon Harris or Michal Martin, he'd have lifted the barrier quick enough and walked across.
I know, we get that.
You know what I mean?
He was only afraid you were going to steal a couple of thousand volts from our ears. Yeah. Come on,
he's
only doing his job.
But the point is, Niall, if you let one dog in, you let them all. That's my point, exactly. You know.
Okay, but still, hang on. Stay there, all of you. Just stay there. I want to bring in Gladys. I had a pencil with me, Billy. I was going to put a couple of ones on them. Gladys, hi. How are you?
Hi, not too bad, Niall. You know, and congratulations on how well you did.
Oh, thanks very much indeed, Gladys.
For you. You know, first thing, you did extremely well. Fair play.
Nearly got there, but I upset everybody while I was there anyway. That's all that mattered.
I think it was fantastic, absolutely, considering what you're up against.
Well, here's my achievement, and it will go down in history, thankfully. I'll be remembered. Here's my achievement. I kept the Green Party out, so that's my achievement.
Yes.
Here on Cuff didn't get a seat because of me.
Positive of everything.
Yeah. So, Gladys, getting back to Darianne's dog. Is there anything wrong with that? Okay.
I have very mixed feelings. A couple of things which I wouldn't have said only for... it just came up about the lady mentioned about age and stuff like that, which I think is irrelevant. But if you disabled people can't get into loads of places because of lack of access, right? And you won't hear people or nobody's crying into their tea or screaming and shouting that they should. But I feel I like dogs. I'm a bit afraid of them. I've had dogs, beautiful dogs. And my daughter has a beautiful dog. And I know them, but any other dog, I am anxious. And so I have a feeling of, you know, when somebody says that, you know, no dogs allowed, well, that's the rules, do you know?
Mm.
Like hygiene purposes, if little kids running around, you know, all of those reasons. And honestly, I do agree with the gentleman that, you know, I don't sound awful, let one dog in, you let them all in.
Yeah, no, I understand the point you're making. Yeah, I think Darianne would understand that too, but I suppose.
Yeah.
But
a bit mixed, really, that I don't feel that, you know, that she would absolutely assure the dog was small, that it was going to be sitting on her lap, not going to be weeing, not going to be going near any kids if they were out there or anything. But you never know. And look, at the guy, that's his job, you know, sort of thing. Like, in a lot of places, as you know, I can't get into because I'm disabled. Now, whether, you know, because it's not accessible. So I have to suck that up.
Shouldn't you shouldn't have to really. I mean, place, well, I mean, this is the year 2024. Everywhere should be accessible for disabled people.
It should be in universally.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, and if that was a support dog that she had, well, then the law would be on her side.
Of course, yeah.
You know,
but it wasn't.
That's the way it works. But it wasn't.
Well, see, here's the thing. When we say support dog, right? And I know children with autism might have dogs, or people who are visually impaired have dogs, or whatever it is, or blind people have dogs. But and they're registered and they're known as support dogs, right? But you know, when you have somebody, you know, who has a little dog, you know, particularly somebody who might be on their own and they have a dog, that dog to them is their support. You know, I'm sure. Oh, no, I can't speak for Derry Ann, but I think that dog goes everywhere with her.
Yeah, I get that. I understand.
It's
that.
Kind of emotional support, isn't it?
Yeah, completely understand the love that you have for an animal, and I had that for my Barney, who's gone now to doggy heaven.
I know.
He was the most beautiful dog ever, and I cried for weeks and days, and still miss him. But if a place, whether it's for to have a drink or something to eat. And it says no dogs, unless there's support dogs that you need for, say, as you said, you know, somebody with visually impaired. I think you've just got to suck it up and go to somewhere else where you don't have a problem.
Okay. Sorry, Derry Ann, can I ask you a question? I know Gracie goes everywhere with you. Would you bring Gracie into a supermarket?
No, I wouldn't bring her into a supermarket. I don't know. She will sit in the car and wait for me while I go into a supermarket.
Okay, with the window open, I assume. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, no.
But I suppose she could have sat in the car while you went and had a quick drink as well.
No, I got the dart into town.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're allowed to bring the dog on the dart?
I think you get. My producer just said in my ear that you're actually technically not, unless it's a support dog or a guide dog. But if it's a small dog,
it's
no one's.
Discretion of the driver.
Discretion.
The
if it's a small dog, no one's going to say anything to you. You know what I mean?
Right.
That's the kind of way. The point is, Gladys, the dark drivers use discretion.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I kind of think, you know, that really, you know, look at. Every one of us could use, an excuse for, I always have something or other. Do you know what I mean? And look, at in a public premises that maybe serves food, or there might be little children around, or people that are frightened of dogs, and there's lots of people that are.
Yeah.
You just have to,
too many wrongs it is. Yeah, definitely. You know, I know it's only a small dog. I know it's only, you know, and I know it doesn't bite and it hasn't got any teeth. But the fact of the matter is, Niall, you know, there's just too many bad marks against it, you know. And I'll be honest with you. If I was a public, I know you wouldn't have dogs on the premises. Because I just wouldn't. You know, these new places that are doing it, fair play to them. You can bring them in for a doggy bowl, I heard, and this, that, you know. That's great. They can do what they want. But it wouldn't be me.
We're in a new world now, lads. You know, where, you know, I think we're a bit more respectful of people's dogs. Now, don't get me wrong. You know, if it was a Rottweiler or something, I think I might take an issue with it. But, you know, if it's
a little poodle
or something, or a little Jack Russell sitting on someone's lap.
But you can't discriminate, Niall.
But you're not discriminating, because here's the thing, right? As Billy pointed out, the law was changed going back a while ago. There was a law initially that you were not allowed to bring a dog on a premises. That law has been changed, has been lifted, so to speak, and now it's up to each individual pub to make their own policy, right? So you are allowed legally.
So
what I'm saying is, it's up to pubs just to use discretion. If somebody,
if you let Derry Ann's little Jack Russell in, and a voice went around and said, "Well, you won't be bringing him in. Boy, what's wrong with him? He's a Rottweiler." Oh no, there's dogs allowed? No. There's only small dogs. There'll be more than Niall. So I think he done right, and he said, "Listen, sorry about that. I can't be doing that." You know. And I know our circumstances. She was meeting her son. I get that. To be honest with you now.
Yeah, she was embarrassed. Yeah, she was embarrassed.
You know that. But the fact of the matter is, Niall, he has a job to uphold. And
is he a bit job's worthy?
But he let them all in, Niall. He has. That's it. You know, it is what it is. And as I say, I don't think it's the publican's fault. I think, you know, they're doing right in what they're doing. If it said their dog's allowed, well and good.
Okay, well, hang on. Stay there, Gladys and Sean. Let me just go to John. John, hi.
How are you doing? I suppose I can see the point. Like, if we leave one dog in, maybe they all want to come in. It's like yourself and your man in the barrier. You leave one boiling through, all the other boilings will come. And the one boiling...
There was only one other boiling.
The one boiling has enough of problems out there without another problem.
Yeah, yeah. But John, there is discretion you can use, you know what I mean? And it's like, it was a sunny day. There was only four people in the bloody thing, or four or five people there in the beer garden. I mean, it's not a big deal.
No, but I suppose, you see, I can see what your caller's saying there. Like, I mean, that if you know one, then the world goes around, or this place is dog friendly, and they all turn up. Personally, if there was a small dog there, I wouldn't have problem with it. But you can see where the public liability is. Where if that small dog was on the ground, and if someone's bringing out a hot beverage there, and they trip the waiter, he or she trips on that dog, and somebody gets scalded, we all know where the public liability insurance is going to go.
Yeah, that's unlikely to happen. I mean, that's equally as likely to happen if they trip over a child, or trip over a buggy, or trip over a bag.
Again, you can't have children running around restaurants either for the exact same reason. Somebody could get seriously injured, because I know a guy years ago now in Cork here, but a girl left her bag down the ground, and the girl bringing over hot soup tripped over it and scalded a customer, like, and there was hell to pay over it. So you have to be very careful, like, where there is food involved. And there's the hygiene part of it as well. Now, as I said, personally, if there was a small dog like Darianne was there, I wouldn't be complaining over it. But I can see where your other caller said, like, if the world goes out, if you allow one dog in, then, oh, this place is dog friendly, and you're quite right, are we going to go down the road of discrimination and up in court, and because the Rottweiler, the Alsatian, the German Shepherd,
the pet snake. I mean, pet snake.
I mean, does somebody let turn up with a donkey or something? I mean, my donkey won't be left in.
Pet alligator, somebody sent me here.
Maybe they should put up a sign on the wall saying, dogs only, no humans allowed.
No dogs allowed. Yeah, they had a sign up like that in Copperface Jacks years ago. It didn't work. So Gladys, Would you be uncomfortable, say, if you went, and I know there are restaurants now that allow pets, let dogs and cats and all sorts of things, right? Would you be uncomfortable if you went into a restaurant for a meal and there was somebody sitting there with a Labrador sitting beside them at the table?
Well, I used to live in France, and that was very commonplace, you know, and it really did upset me. I found it, you know, dogs licking off the owner's plate.
Oh, God, yeah. That's a bit weird.
Yeah, you know, sort of thing, like, and then... They
can be licking their own bits.
Yeah, well, oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, so no,
that,
I wouldn't.
That would seriously put me off of my dinner.
Yeah, dog licking his gadgets. Yeah.
And you do see people with dogs, you know, sort of thing, you know, feeding off the plate or maybe putting the plate down for them to lick the
whatever. Well, if anybody does that in a restaurant that allows their dog to lick off the plate, you really don't deserve to be in a restaurant, like, in all fairness. You should be in a cave.
No.
Years ago, there was no such thing as dog food. Well, at least we couldn't afford it. And our dog, Terry, we'd all have our dinner. And my dad, then, when we're all finished, would put it all onto one plate and put it down on the floor for Terry to eat. That's
and then you scrub the plate. But you're not in a public place.
That's all right at home, but not in a restaurant. Jesus.
Yeah, I know. So, well, hang on, let me go to a former bar owner as well. Aaron, hi, how are you?
Hi, not too bad, Niall. Nice to chat again. listening to the conversation there is very interesting. I was a bar manager, just to correct you there, Niall. I'm not a bar owner, but...
Bar manager, okay, yeah.
Yeah. Listen to the conversation, I suppose, what my input could be. The dog side of it, I worked in Bantry, and I also worked in Scotland in management positions in bars. Now, in two different contexts, I can assure you, one being a bar and restaurant that was at a campsite, and one being a beautiful bar and restaurant in Bantry. Both of which did allow dogs into the premises at our own discretion, and the owners were very fond of them, which they actually included them in the menu, would you believe, even to a degree, and would give out dog bowls and things like that.
Right.
Listening to some of the callers there, Niall, I think they're making some great points, but it's like everything, I think, and that was also mentioned, that when you start going down every avenue, you start creating many lanes. And we could end up talking about it in so many contexts that, like, will we allow the terrier, for example, that was mentioned there, or will we allow a bulldog in there, you know?
Yeah.
But it is indeed, as you mentioned, Niall, and I heard you saying that it is at the discretion. You're spot on, the exact same way as a person's entry, actually, by the way, of course, as you're aware. a person entering a premises is at the discretion of the owner.
Yeah, but there has been many cases in relation to people not being allowed, humans not being allowed into bars, where they would take a case for discrimination.
Absolutely, and I have to agree with you there. But the funny thing is, it's a thin line, really, Niall, to be honest, because even as a manager, we can say I felt terrible at times where I felt as though I might have had to make a decision and eject someone from the premises. And I'm feeling, though, is it the right thing to do? Isn't it the right thing to do? Am I doing it for the safety of my clientele, or am I doing it for the safety of the person I'm ejecting? It's very, very hard to say when you cut someone off, for instance, to use that term, to stop them from serving alcohol. There is a difference from saying when someone arrives of a neat dress and a good demeanour and you just automatically turn around and reject them, of course. I would thoroughly not agree with that. But there is cases in the bar trade that, of course, we've heard, I'll be careful how I word it, but members of the travelling community or someone that might be known in, let's just say, an unfortunate background that might keep bad company, where publicans become aware in small towns and villages. And that unfortunate judgment can have very negative reflection on the bar, like you say.
Yeah.
But indeed
it could be quite costly too, because a lot of cases have been taken against bars over things like that.
Absolutely.
But in this particular situation where Derry Arm was there with a little Jack Russell under her arm, and there was only four people out in the bloody beer garden, do you think the barman, even if there is a policy of no dogs allowed, nice sunny day in the middle of Dublin, do you think the barman made a mistake and didn't use his discretion, or do you think, look, rules are rules?
No, I do. I do, to be honest. He can use his discretion, but of course, if the proprietor or the owner of the business is instructing or advising his manager to implement the ruling, unfortunately, that is his job or what, at the request of the proprietor or the owner. But I must say, as I said at the start, that when you're embracing that, it's fantastic, because for the people who own dogs, but like one gentleman mentioned there, he would be quite disgusted if he's seen a dog licking a plate and things like that. I can assure you that we got the greatest of respect in both premises that I had a managing role in from individuals who were dog owners. But you can be rest assured, Niall, we also did receive the one or two negative, God forgive me, we'll use the public term, the Karen, so to speak, on those issues. And they did come up, you know. They did come up. And I politely dealt with those issues in the sense that, look, we operate at our discretion. We invite everybody to come here, which we did do so, and I was very proud to actually be part of an embracement of such animals, because we all know, Niall, how much animals actually mean to their owners, and including them in areas of their life. And in particular, in Bantry, in West Cork, and in the Highlands, in just outside Glasgow, it of course was a tourist area, and you would get a lot of camper vans and a lot of people like that, tenting, things like that, and they would bring their animals with them, which is absolutely fantastic to see. And it's unfortunate. You can't lock the dog in the camper van. If you want their custom, if you are positioned as a manager or operating a business like that in areas like West Cork or indeed in the Highlands, you're going to have to indeed embrace these type of decisions.
Well, or in the middle of Dublin, we're in a particularly tourist part of the city, which is, in and around Temple Bar, you know what I mean? But
absolutely.
Yeah, but Sean, there you go. Aaron, you said he's former bar manager. You use your discretion. And like he didn't have a sign up, I assume, by the way, saying no dogs allowed either. But I mean, this all comes down to discretion, Sean. I think you're being a bit harsh here, Sean, to be honest with you.
I'm not really, because he understands and he knows as a bar manager that...
But you're a bit of a Karen. You're the Karen in this situation.
No, I tell you what, like you said, the proper chair, if there's no dogs allowed, there's no dogs allowed. And we have to respect them. And they should get respect. I think Derry Arm went a bit overboard there and saying that, I felt this, I said, get over it, Derry Arm. They didn't want the dog in the premises.
No, hang on. She was embarrassed because she was with her son who had come over, and his friend who had come over from America, had never been in Ireland before.
You know that.
And he just wanted a pint of Guinness. He'd been telling him all about this wonderful historic bar in the middle of Temple Bar, and you get the best pint of Guinness or whatever it is. And, and at that stage, it was too late for him to say, well, let's not go in here. So there's a picture of her there sitting outside the beer garden and then passing a drink or whatever over to her, probably, I don't know, because they wouldn't let her in the beer garden with this tiny little dog.
But no, rules are rules, Niall. Rules are rules. And then that bar manager know about rules, of course. You know, He'd understand rules as well as anybody. And as I said to you there,
sick. I hate people who do this rule business. Sorry. Yeah, John, go ahead.
Yeah, look, I mean, this idea, like, I have a picture in my head now of Darianne, like, in an asylum seeker, like, and sitting in a chair while everyone else is having the crack, like, I mean, on the other side of the bar. But I think she didn't want to upset the people that were with her son and the other people, but I think she should have taken the bull by the horns, went in and said, this is what's been proposed from me, you know, right? And leave them get involved and leave everyone have a go, and maybe the thing might have been resolved there and then.
Maybe, she didn't want to make a scene, I imagine.
Well, sometimes you have to make a scene.
Mm. I know Aaron mentioned a story to our producer earlier on that somebody did make a scene in relation to Bus Aaron, and they got a large payout. Yeah. Now, Aaron, that was a different situation because it was a guide dog.
It was, and Niall, actually, thanks for actually mentioning that. I didn't want to interrupt yourself or any of your speakers, but I did want to bring that up briefly before I do leave you. Like, for instance, in that instance, and the gentleman that spoke right after me there, you know, I do take on board his concerns. I'm listening to what he is stating, and I agree with the man in very large part. But in instances, if I was to take my reflection and in the context of, we just have to say, the member of the travelling community, there are a lot of people, in the reference to the blind dog, there's a lot of blind people that you might not know are blind, and you cannot make automatic judgment. And now these days, that blind dogs can be nearly, let's face it, a lot of different variety of dog. And in the instance with Bus Aaron, I'm led to believe that, like, the gentleman that claimed that he had a guide dog, the bus driver was kind of, like, not accepting this and would not allow him on with the dog. And it's been quite costly for Bus Aaron, Niall, as you mentioned there. And again, like that manager or profiteer, assuming that someone is a member of the travelling community, assuming someone is or isn't in the presence of a guide dog, and disallowing them or ejecting them from the premises because of that, it's very risky. And as you said, Niall, it could end up being very costly.
It can. And particularly if you don't, maybe in the guide dog situation, now I don't know the story with Bus Aaron in detail, but maybe in the guide dog situation, if it's somebody who's visually impaired, who has some level of vision, and the guide dog doesn't have, you know, one of those kind of harnesses with a little sign on it and everything else, it could be easy for you to turn around and say, I don't kind of believe you. You know what I mean? Yeah, so you kind of don't know, and nowadays you're kind of dancing with death when you're making these decisions, you know what I mean?
Niall.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Niall.
Well, yeah, the case, Niall, apologies, in the case there, I don't want to interrupt anyway, in the case with Bus Aaron, I believe it's over €4,000 will be paid to that gentleman very quickly.
Yeah.
That only happened a couple of weeks ago in Cork area, and Bus Aaron have been found guilty immediately.
Of discrimination.
Of €4,000.
Yeah.
And they will pay out on that because it is a discrimination against someone with a disability. And that bus driver, I wonder, will he be driving buses again, Niall, for Bus Aaron after passing him that money and making that error decision?
I hope he is, and I hope he just gets a little bit of a briefing and a warning on, you know, how to deal with those situations in the future. I wouldn't like to see anyone lose their job. Well, hang on, stay there. Let me go to Bernie as well. Aaron, stay with me for a second. Bernie, hi.
I will indeed.
Bernie, hi.
What question you want to ask me?
Oh, yeah, sorry, just in relation to Darianne's dog, getting back to Darianne's dog. You know, should she be allowed to have the dog in the beer garden?
Me as a customer, I don't want to see dogs in a bar or a restaurant. I'm sorry, unless it's a guide dog or a, you know, whatever the other name for them is. Unless it's somebody who's blind and needs assistance with a dog, absolutely. I think it's terrible that I'm after spending a small fortune to go out for something to eat or drink, and I have to sit looking at someone's dog yapping or scratching his arse or getting fed off the plate. I've paid for a babysitter to mind my children while I go out for an hour, and I'm going to listen to somebody ewing and aahing over a bloody dog. No, I'm sorry. I think that if no dogs are allowed in a public service, you don't allow them into hospitals. Do they bring them into hotels? Certain hotels don't allow it. So why are we to make allowances and make it not, you know, for a dog to sit up at the table with its owner because the owner wants to bring the dog? It can't be left at home. Well, I'm paid for a babysitter to sit and mind my kids. So why can't they pay for a dog sitter?
Well, yeah, but some people do bring their kids to pubs, by the way. I personally don't agree with kids in pubs, either way. That's just my own.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying that, you know, if you're going out for a meal and it's €40 for a steak in front of you and you look at someone's dog getting fed scraps off the table next year, no, I'm not wasting my money for that.
No.
Niall.
Yeah, sorry, Niall. Sean. Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
Even worse, as that lady said there, imagine the dog there having a shite in front of you as well. Wait, nobody said that.
Jesus
Christ. Yeah. No, I'm just, you've got to be painted the obvious here, Niall.
Most dogs would.
Yeah, and a dog having a drink of water under the table in a bowl and is slapping away there and scratching his arse. No, I'm not paying for the ferry. I can see that out on the road. I don't need to go into a
But Aaron was saying, Aaron was saying in some of the places he's worked, they even have like dog stuff on the menu.
Yeah, well, I won't
barbecue
be going to that
bones.
Place, so you won't be telling me about it.
What?
No, I don't care.
Pedigree chum a la carte.
You yeah. see a man walking in with an alligator on a line.
There you
come
go,
on. Or a snake around his neck.
It's getting worse, Niall. You see, it's the gas, Niall, that you called me a carton, but look at these cartons going on the way they're going.
Hang on. Well, Aaron is just saying that, you know, when he works in the bar, they use the discretion. And many of the bars that he worked in, Bernie, they were dog-friendly bars. They allowed people with their dogs in.
Yeah. Fine,
but you wouldn't be going there.
You see what Ireland said, Niall?
Yeah.
You see me and Bernie. Me and Bernie would keep going. So that's what the point I think Bernie's trying to see. If I see in a dog friendly bar or a restaurant, I'd be like, right, well, I won't be going there. So what's wrong with Debbie Ann when she doesn't see a no dogs allowed?
In fairness to Debbie Ann, there was no sign saying no dogs allowed.
No, I know there's no sign. As I said, Niall, make a presumption in your own head that if you don't see a sign, obviously there's no dogs allowed. I'm sure there couldn't be a sign there to say dogs are allowed if they let dogs in.
Aaron, in the places that you worked in that were dog friendly, did they have a sign up saying dog friendly?
No, Niall. And if I was to come in there, I'm actually listening and I'm actually taking on board everything they're saying, but there's actually something that's coming to my mind here. Like, if you don't want to be in the environment that is being offered, i.e. you're not going to a gay bar if you're not gay, will you? You know, like, if you don't want to be around a dog, like, don't go into a dog-friendly bar, like. And I can assure you that in any... No, I'll just finish my point. Like, I can assure you that I can tell you the custom in one premises that I worked in West Cork, many people unfortunately had to pass that bar because nobody would have got a seat because of the reputation that it had. Everyone was welcome there, including the dogs. And I can tell you one thing, it was one of the busiest bars in West Cork.
Yeah. And that's fantastic, Aaron. But the point we're making is,
I won't be in there. I won't be there, Aaron.
No, I
don't
even know you,
Aaron.
Yeah, it's barely said she's not going to sit there while some dog is scratching its arse.
Yes, that.
Yeah.
You know, but it's funny, like, we can all enjoy this, and I take on board what you're saying, and we can all talk over each other and get nowhere, but what I'm saying is, I take on board all your concerns, and I'm just expressing the point that somebody is not going to go into an environment that they're not going to be comfortable in, and I appreciate
Aaron,
the fact that you may
Aaron,
not be.
You can know? I say something to Aaron?
Aaron,
can I say something? See now, Aaron, this is only after kicking off in the last 3, 4, 5 years. Dog friendly,
yes,
this dog
yeah.
bowls on the menu. So, Aaron, what my point is to Dirty Aaron.
Bones on the menu. Go on. Yeah.
my point is, Aaron, that this is all relatively new. And Aaron, I think it's a great idea what publicans are doing if they want to do that. But my point exactly is a pub was for people to go and relax and have a nice meal or have a pint if it's a gastro pub, whatever it may be. But the fact of the matter is, Aaron, I'm not going to choose a pub if there's a load of dogs in it. I really am, and that's my choice.
Yes, sir.
You know, and that's all I want. That's all I want. And that's all that lady wants there.
I must say, you're expressing your point very well, and so is the lady, and I appreciate your point and your opinion, sir, and your ability and your freedom to say it. But I just said in the context in which I did that we're a very busy bar, and if you remember, sir, I did say and reiterate my point when speaking to Niall when I joined, that we did indeed have people like yourself and that lovely lady there who did voice concern about a dog or about maybe even a child. And let's bring this into the context about a woman and a man that come in with a newborn baby and there is a big Labrador sitting down. I completely understand that.
Mm. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
I take on board exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
But you did also, you referred them as Karens. That's what you referred as. And I must say that, Aaron, and point that out.
Just to confirm, I mentioned that in the sense, I mean, a reflection in context to a statement I mentioned about Scotland there and about someone who mentioned it. If somebody is mentioning your opinion, just like I backed you on, one thing, and I'll just take this before I do leave, I want to congratulate Niall on his stance and I wish him the very best as he goes forward.
Thank you, Aaron.
Indeed was an independent candidate as well. And we are all here to voice our opinions. And the platform that Niall has given us for a very, very long time, and I'm only delighted to have joined him on 2 or 3 shows.
Here.
This is what we need, and let's speak our opinions. We don't have to argue them. We can debate them, and I'm absolutely delighted to be a part of this conversation. But we all have these opinions, and as I said, I didn't mean any negativity by my comment, but I wouldn't go into a gay bar because I don't want to be in one. You wouldn't go into a bar with dogs in them because you don't want to be in one of them. And I completely appreciate that. That doesn't take away the fact that gay bars shouldn't exist, and it doesn't take away the fact that bars that allow dogs in shouldn't exist either, sir. That's my point.
Aaron, thank you very much indeed, and I appreciate you coming on today to talk to us. Stay there, Sean, and stay there, Bernie, because I want to bring Sharon in on the conversation too. I need to free up some lines here. Sharon, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. Oh, music to my ear.
Oh, yeah. What? What? Dog bars?
Oh, nothing. I just haven't heard you for a while. I just had a bit of a busy week.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll get to the point. I'm a Sharon, not a Karen.
Okay. Would you have a problem? Would you have a problem with people bringing dogs into bars or, you know, busy, I don't know, beer gardens?
No, I wouldn't, because I adore my little dog. He's better than a lot of humans I've interacted with. And I think what they need to do is make more dog-friendly places. And then the people who don't want dogs there won't have to. They can go to their own places. But I'll tell you what.
That's going to kind of limit the places Bernie and Sean can go to now if you want to have all these dog-friendly places.
Can I mention the name I was in? I was in a pub in Clontarf outside. My husband and myself were walking the dog, and we know we can never go in and have a drink. But it was a beautiful bank holiday afternoon.
The yacht, was it?
No, I don't think they allow them even outside there.
Okay.
And I go to the yacht a lot for my lunch, but anyway, it was the Sheds.
Oh, the Sheds.
We were just passing by, and it was a beautiful day in town. I said, God, I'd love a pint. So there was another dog sitting down outside. There was a fabulous atmosphere because it was bank holiday. So went in. He had his two pints. I had my two sodas and lime, whatever. The dogs behaved beautifully. A man even came over and gave him a little bit of dog food that he had in his hand. But my dog is so, you could take him anywhere.
And was the dog inside or outside or in the beer garden? Was it
outside?
Outside.
Okay. Outside. And it made our day so much nicer that we could actually for once go in and have a drink.
Yeah, but Bernie was saying there a few minutes ago that, you know, the last thing she wants if she goes into a bar is some dog sitting beside her scratching its arse or licking its nuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well then maybe there needs to be more distinction between dog friendly and not friendly. But I mean, if there was a dog scratching itself, Niall, I wouldn't be focused on that. I would just focus back on the beautiful sea that was in front of me or whatever. I wouldn't be looking at a dog doing that.
Yeah, Sean, what are you looking at a dog like doing that? I mean, why would you be looking at that, Sean? Why would it even bother you, Sean? You're looking at it. Just look away.
I'm delighted for that girl, and I am. And I you know, now, if that girl was told, you see what she said there? She said she was going by another pub there.
Yeah.
And they don't do dogs.
Lovely place.
Yeah, so she didn't get offended. And if she had to walk into the yard, I'm sure she wouldn't have been offended if they said, listen, sorry there, Sheridan, you'll have to go down there. I think the Shed will take them in. Oh, yeah, grand, thanks.
The Shed will take them in, yeah.
If they were that nice about it, but a lot of the time it's no, we don't allow dogs. But in fairness, I was in town the other day. Yeah.
By the way, Sharon, should all bars or beer gardens allow dogs?
No.
Because somebody put up a comment on YouTube and said, in 20 years, all bars will be like zoos.
I mean, no, I think within reason, okay, you couldn't have, but anywhere I've ever been, there hasn't been millions of dogs. There's only been ever, you know, about three or four. In England, I went into this gorgeous posh bar. I was on a dance weekend and we just went in for a lunch. And it was like a real bistro. It was gorgeous. They all had their dogs. And I said to my friend, and I didn't even have a dog at this time, what's the story with the dogs? You wouldn't have thought, no, very normal thing in England. Much more, you know.
Oh, they're dog friendly. Yeah, they are more dog friendly. By the way, somebody said in a message, said there's a well-known restaurant in Blackrock, Dundalk, that doesn't allow children. When I had my firstborn, I got all dressed up one day and met my husband there for lunch. The baby was 6 weeks old in a little car seat and we were asked to leave.
That's a great idea.
No babies.
Isn't it? No, don't think about it, Niall. Actually, Niall, when I think about it now, you're at the trigger on something there. There wasn't there a bar, or sorry, a restaurant in town in the city centre there. That, I don't know if it's still going. I can't remember the name, but there was no kids allowed either.
No, there was, there was one in the news. Yeah, there was one in the news there in the UK.
I think I would agree with that one.
Yeah.
Oh, would you? Yeah.
There was one in the UK, it was on the news about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I think, if I remember rightly, and there was a whole thing about they were calling for a boycott because it was a kid-free bar.
Yeah.
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 Well, here,
yeah,
think about this. No kids, no dogs, no Fianna Fáil, no Fine Gael.
Imagine
that.
Come on. That's a good one.
Okay, well, stay there, both of you, Sean and Sharon. Let me just go to Angela, who said she has a bone to pick with me. Oh, the irony of it all. Oh, go on.
See what I did there? I have a bone to pick with you.
Yeah, go on. Ah. Go on, Angela. What's the bone?
I'm actually quite disappointed in you.
Oh, Jesus.
That because somebody was doing their job by not letting you take a shortcut, you called him a job.
Oh, shit.
I'm surprised. But I'm just saying. You not know who I am.
I know I would never do that. But I was just saying, like, you know what I mean? He could have just moved the barrier, let me walk through like the staff, and escorted me 20 yards to the other side to see me walking around the whole building.
If everyone else came up going,
I can tell you now, if Micheál Martin or Simon Harris, who all arrived there, by the way, they all arrived there at the end of the count, Micheál and Simon and Vanabacic, and they were all there, right? If it had been one of them who wanted to walk across, I guarantee he'd have walked across with them. Wouldn't
you see, Noel, they had the brown envelopes with them, you see,
Noel. Nice one, Sean.
Let me walk. You lazy git, ya.
Yeah, I was going to say to him, do you realise who I am? Do you know who I am?
Okay,
let me get back to the dog. Angela, you have two dogs. Do you bring them to the pub?
I have my babies. I love the two of them. They are just, do you know what I mean? They're my babies. They sleep in the bed. Not in the bed, Angela. I would.
But in fairness, nobody else is in the bed with her, so it's...
I would.
You're on fire today, Noel.
Yeah.
It's a big bloody mess. But no, I wouldn't. I wouldn't bring my dogs to a restaurant or to a pub.
Yeah.
And my mum is terrified. Now, I mean petrified of dogs. Whether it's a little puppy or anything, she's petrified. If my mum comes to my house, my babies go into either another room or they go out the back.
Oh, God.
Yeah, they have to, because I respect her. And I'm very disappointed with Darianne, because I do feel she thinks she's entitled in this.
No, she doesn't. No, hold on. She didn't give out. She didn't moan at the time. She didn't. She didn't. She accepted the man when he said she couldn't bring the dog in and she sat outside, right? She's just telling us about it, that it was embarrassing.
She questioned him. She questioned him and said, whose policy is this? That's questioning someone.
Well, no. Well, you're entitled to go, well, is it the pub policy, or are you just making your own mind up? You're entitled to ask.
Yeah, but then that's a question in it. You know,
I think, Niall, she did. I think she took this in a bad way, you know.
Well, no, she's embarrassed by it. Of course she was. But getting back, generally speaking, should pubs have a policy to allow pets in?
No, I don't.
Sharon thinks they should.
I really don't. And will I give you one?
Who's cleaning? Who's cleaning the kitchen while we're doing this?
Somebody's cleaning us.
Sorry, no, that's me. That's me, Sharon. Sorry, multitasking.
We can hear you, Sharon. We can hear you.
Sorry.
Yeah. So Sharon wants pubs to be dog friendly, Angela.
No, because when I was over in the States a couple of years ago, I flew from JFK to San Francisco. And there was a gorgeous dog sitting across from me in the other, because dogs are allowed to travel internally.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Right? They're allowed to,
depending on the airline. Some airlines do, yeah. Not all of them, yeah.
But most of them do, actually.
Yeah.
And that dog farted the whole way through the flight. And come here, dogs' farts aren't very nice.
Yeah, humans' farts are not very nice either. I remember years ago there was a fella in front of me in a plane and he never stopped farting throughout the whole flight.
Yeah.
And it was vile.
Dogs are
you could
worse.
Nearly taste it.
Dogs are worse, right? Think of the worst Guinness fart in your life.
I know what dogs are like when they fart. But yeah. Hold on, but they're no worse than humans.
No, but the thing is, I don't want to be sitting there where a dog, and it's true, it's unhygienic. You don't know when a dog wants to go for a wee or a poo. You
yeah,
don't.
In fairness, humans don't sit there licking their own thing.
No, we do.
I sent Dan
a brilliant
video
there to...
Yeah, but a dog can't scratch the glass or scratch the door to get out on an airplane, in fairness. And what do we do then?
I just feel, Darianne, and especially when she was saying she wanted to respect that she's 70, it shouldn't matter what age you are.
Stop out of that. It should.
No,
it shouldn't, Noel.
Whatever happened, you know something. Yous are all very sad. Having respect for your elders?
Okay, Noel.
Noel, my mother's 75, and I tell you what. I have great respect for the. I love my elder. I love all my elders. I'm the type of guy that will hold open the door. I'll fill the boots if I see someone shrug. Noel, I'm one of the old school.
Yeah.
Noel, it shouldn't come into wage, Noel. And Darianne, she sounds like a lovely woman. Mm. But the rules are the rules, Noel. And that was.
I mean, I have respect for Sharon. She's ancient. You know what I mean?
Can I say something?
You talking about me?
No, Sharon, I'm joking.
Oh, shit.
I'm joking. Angela's losing the plot here.
The only thing I'll say is both of my parents are 78 in October, and I give respect to every single elderly person out there because we are where we are today because of them.
Absolutely.
And I adore my parents, and I love them.
Here, here. Well done. Yes.
My parents would not sit there and say, sorry, hold on a second, I'm 77, shouldn't you let me...
No elderly person is going to say I want special treatment because I'm in my 70s. But you're missing the point. I'm not suggesting. No, that's not what she said. That's not the way she felt. What I'm saying to you is I don't believe that elderly people or people are in their 70s should be treated in any special way just because they happen to be 70. But we have all been taught as children growing up, that you respect your elders. In other words, you have a little bit more decorum when you're dealing with a situation where it's an elderly person or a person of age.
Of course.
Yeah, you respect.
So what's he meant to do? Whisper in her ear?
No, I personally believe that he could have just said, look, how long are you staying? He's just having the one pint. Just keep the dog in your lap.
But then what happens?
Oh, Jesus, Noel, you have to respect the guy. Give the guy...
By the way, I'm not saying he's done that wrong. He implemented the rules. That's the way it is. That's the way it is. But I'm just saying, if it was me, I would have said to her.
If it was me, then walking along with my two dogs, I'm going to have a drink.
Yeah, but your dogs are a bit more big. Your dogs are bigger and more lively.
Hold on. One of my dogs, Milo, is a Scottish West Ham Terrier. He's a West Highland Terrier. He's small. He's fat, but he's small.
Yeah, is he on your lap? Will he sit in your lap?
He can sit on my lap.
Well, then I'll be okay with that.
But
Angela, Sharon believes that all pubs should be dog friendly and restaurants. Do you agree?
No,
I didn't say.
Oh, you didn't say restaurants. Sorry. Okay, maybe that's a bit much. Yeah, you wouldn't want to be sitting there eating your steak when the dog is licking his gadget. That wouldn't.
My mother would literally drop if somebody arrived into a pub with a dog. She's terrified.
There we go. And that's a point well made. You know, we have to respect that as well.
So if you were down in the sheds in Clontarf and Sharon walked in with her dog, as she did the other day when she was having a pint on the bank holiday, would you go over to Sharon and say, could you bring your dog somewhere else?
In the shed?
I'd say yes when I'm finished the drink.
The shed is a bar, Angela. No, it's not actually a shed.
Okay.
The
shed.
Right. Sorry. Jesus Christ. Yes, I didn't know.
This is great.
I don't know every pub.
It's called The Sheds. That's the name of it. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Jeez. I look up all the pubs.
Sharon, are you after having a bottle or two?
No.
I think Sharon was after being in the shed already, Noel.
Today.
We had two drinks and we went.
I'm joking.
Hang on, let me bring Nuala in here. She's a rock of sense. Nuala, hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank good now. I remember, like, I think it was in the 90s, Professor O'Keady in Galway University, he used to go into the Jemison Hotel. This hotel doesn't exist now, but, you know, he'd be up there with the dog beside him, and he'd sometimes get a plate, a saucer, and he'd pour some of the Guinness, and the dog would have a drink as well.
Oh, the dog would have a sip of Guinness.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that was normal. Everybody kind of took it without a grain of salt. You know, yeah. They didn't take any notice of it.
Yeah, it wasn't doing any harm. Yeah.
And he was a regular customer.
Yeah.
So the dog knew the place and he knew the place.
Right.
You know? So I think it was very relaxing to see them there.
Yeah, so you don't have any issue with the dog in the bar.
And he used to, I think that I was read there that he used to, you know, have the dog at his lectures as well. You know?
Right. Yeah.
He was just a bit eccentric, but everybody just took no notice of it.
Yeah, no, I have two friends who both bring their dogs there. One of them is a sales rep, and the other guy works in construction, and they bring their dogs to work with them every day.
Yeah, and I saw, and one time then I saw around the town, I saw. It's a Paddy O'Gorman with his dog Snoop a few years ago.
Yeah.
And I went over talking to him and he said he was staying in one of the hotels and there's a dog friendly rooms. You know,
this so is for Snoop.
I think there might be.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Snoop. So that's where he was staying.
See, Angela, so, Sean, his miserable shits.
I tell you let a dog have a point these days, the SPCA, because.
Yeah, the dog's very entitled, isn't he? I want to go in there and I want to sit and have a pint, right? That's entitled, yeah. For you. He's having sick of these dogs now. They want fruit.
What harm is the dog doing just sitting there at the bar having a sip of Guinness?
The whiskey on the rocks.
That's normal. Yeah.
Brilliant.
In Denmark, I can go on public transport, but for a small dog, you have to have him in a carrier or on your lap. But you have to get a child's ticket for a bigger dog.
A child's ticket? So you have to pay for them?
For a bigger dog, yeah. You have to pay for a bigger dog. Oh. And it has to be on a lead.
Well, no, he's not going to... Angela, don't be so stupid. The dog is not going to sit on a seat.
No, I don't think the dog will be on a seat, but you have to have a ticket for a bigger dog.
Jeez, this conversation has just gone into between dogs licking nuts and all sorts of things.
I was on the dog on a bus with a seatbelt.
I was on the dart with my dog the other day.
Yeah, sorry, Sharon, you were on the dart with your dog.
I was on the dart out to Dunleer with my dog the other day, and honest to God, every second person I could hardly, everybody was looking at him, smiling at him, all the way out to Dunleary on the dart. And all the way back as well, when people were getting on from work, they're going, "Ah, look at him, look at him."
And here's the thing, I'm going to say this to Angela about discretion. Technically, he's not allowed on the dart. Only guide dogs or assistance dogs are allowed. But you don't see the dart staff going around telling Sharon to take her dog off this thing. So no, he's not doing any harm.
Well, I wouldn't put him on the seat.
Put it on her jacket.
I wouldn't put him on a seat because people, there'd be hairs on him. That wouldn't be right. So I know how to behave.
Yeah.
No.
With him.
They wouldn't be all smiling and laughing. It was an XL bully, would they?
No. Well, I think they're going to ban them now, aren't they?
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah, that's a topic for another day, by the way. Simon Harris said he wants to bring in a ban on all XL bullies. And you know what? I rarely agree with Simon Harris, but I completely agree.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'd agree too.
Yeah, they have to go.
Yeah.
Too dangerous.
Yeah, they have to. They were
a designed dog. They were bred by design to be aggressive and fight.
And I think a certain type of person is the type that gets that dog.
Absolutely.
Too. I hate to say it.
Yeah, no, you're right. Generally speaking, not always, but generally speaking, you are right. It is the toe rags with the baseball cap on backwards wearing the tracksuits. They're the ones.
They're abandoning them now, Noel. Did you see that?
I know they're abandoning them. Yeah, a friend of mine was actually up with the DSPCA there about 2 weeks ago, and he was taking pictures, sending me some pictures of some of the dogs that are there, you know, looking for owners. And a lot of them are like staffs, bulldogs. They're those type of dogs. You know, people think they're cool to get, and then all of a sudden they're a problem because they've got kids in the house and they're dangerous. Listen, thank you very much, Angela, Sean, Nuala, and Sharon, and everybody who got involved in today's show. I thought it was actually hilariously funny. But thank you to Derry Ann for raising the issue. I think we came to the conclusion at the end that the barman probably should use his discretion, although that is the policy of the bar. We did ask the bar, I'm going to just check again very quickly on our emails. They promised us a statement by 12 o'clock. We didn't get it, as far as I know. If I do get it in the next few days, I shall read it out. But no, they didn't send us. We even offered them an opportunity to come on the air. They passed us on to three different bars because they said one was their head office. This is the Oval Bar in town. But clearly their policy is they don't accept dogs. It doesn't matter how small or big they are. I'm just looking at the picture of Darianne there again. Okay, some of the messages, by the way, coming in on WhatsApp. Let me just play one or two of these before we go here. Let me see.
Niall, I'd have no problem with dogs in a restaurant or wherever, you know. I'd end up probably rubbing them, to be honest. I love dogs. I don't have one because they're heartbreakers here. But you will get people that won't accept it. But that's just the way this country is. Everybody wants something to whinge about, moan about. I presume any dog that goes into a restaurant or any dog that's on the street, I presume they're all, like, you know, microchipped, fully vetted, fully needled, the whole lot. So I presume they'd be clean if a dog was going to a restaurant or a pub or something. Me, I'd have no problem whatsoever. Cheers, Niall.
Hey, Niall. Great show there. Can't come on because I'm in work. But just on the topic there today, no, I don't think, absolutely no way, dogs should be allowed in restaurants or coffee shops or anything like that. I couldn't think getting worse than sitting there having a nice roll or something or a nice bit of dinner and having this sit beside a smelly mutt. You know, that horrible wet dog smell and, you know, dog smell in the whole restaurant. And then if you let one person do it, then I'll be doing it. So absolutely no way.
I mean, they're not always smelly, in fairness. I've been in, you know, coffee shops or restaurants or McDonald's or whatever it is, and there's smelly human beings beside me who don't wash themselves properly. So it's not all dogs are smelly. It's just, you know, I get the point you're making. Maybe if it's raining, there might be a bit of a doggy smell off. Anyway, I think we are, you know, heading for a time probably in the very near future where all restaurants, or maybe not restaurants, but certainly all bars, beer gardens, will be dog friendly because it's good for business, because people like it. A lot of people have dogs, and you're going to see a situation, of course, because they're losing so much money at the moment. I mean, bars and restaurants are crippled. They're just crippled at the moment and they can't survive. And they will do anything to make them friendlier, I suppose, for people to come in and have a beer. And if that includes, you know, letting the dogs in, you know, there's a lot of arguments, by the way, as to why children shouldn't be allowed in pubs. Some children are a lot worse than dogs. Dogs usually sit there quietly doing nothing, whereas children run around like lunatics. Anyway, listen, thank you to everybody who got involved in the show. Don't forget, by the way, please do support the podcast. Please do support the show. It's the only way that we can give you a platform. Some days it's a bit of fun, like today. Other days it's more serious, of course, when we're talking about things like the EU Migration Pact or hate speech or whatever it happens to be, or policies that the government are bringing in. The show changes every day. We want to make it a little bit different every day. But it is a platform for you to have an opinion, uncensored. So please do support it. And the only way we can continue to do this is with your support financially. As you see, we don't have ads running. We may have in the future, but we don't have ads running on the screen or behind me on a screen here or anything like that. So the only way, you're watching this free of charge at the moment. We're not making a penny out of you watching this right now live. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. The three of us who work on the show, and the only way that we get money is when you subscribe to watch previous episodes, for example, on our website. And you can do that by going to the website, nileboylan.com. Please go there. If you can even just donate a fiver, if you're just on one off on a fiver, we'd love you to subscribe. It's the price of a pint of beer or a cup of coffee once a month between the three of us. We'll share it. That's all it is. $5.99, I think it is, a month. That's all it is. So please go and subscribe. Or if you can't subscribe, you can't afford to do that, even a small donation or a massive donation. If you have a lot of money and you feel it's well worth, you know, keeping this platform on the air, please go and donate on the website, nileboylan.com. Do it now. It will really, really help us. Thank you very much indeed to everybody who got involved in the show today. And I shall talk to you again tomorrow, usual time.
The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Podcast. Listen live on Facebook, YouTube, and all the usual live stream services. To get in touch, just WhatsApp or text 085-100-2255. The Niall Boylan Podcast. They told me to shut up. Available for download from all your usual platforms.